what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. And we're going to continue to talk track and field for the high school sports season. This weekend, it'll wrap up the calendar 2018-2019 high school season. We talked to Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbon Dinos yesterday. We're going to move over now to Emory High School, and we'll talk to Coach Eric Nielsen of the boys track and field squad right now. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always great to be on your show, Jordan.
I always look forward to it, Coach, and there's always so much to talk about throughout the entire year. I know we're getting down to the end of it. I can't believe it. You and I were just having this conversation off of the cuff. It's a little odd to have the season come to an end, but nonetheless, Emory is sitting in a prime spot. You guys performed quite well at the Region 15 Championships just a week ago in Manti.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy to think of the season about being over, but we're by... You know, not done by a long shot. Got a big game coming up week.
Coach, we'll start by talking about region. And I know the girls, I mean, the numbers have kind of been down this year, and that showed at the region championship as they finished 7 out of 7. But on the flip side, if we take a look at the boys, I mean, there was plenty of success. I mean, 157 points for this team. Grand, I know, was the favorite going into the season, yet it was Emory that came out on top of the Region 15 championship.
Yeah, you know, the boys did great. The girls that we had did awesome, too. You know, it was kind of a tough year for the girls, and we had some injury and stuff that really hurt some relays I thought that could do well and stuff that way. But the boys, you know, they all went and worked hard, worked their guts out at region and came out on top, and they definitely deserve that.
We'll start by talking about the girls. As you mentioned, some of the individuals that maybe didn't have a lot of help, Coach, but still performed at a high enough level to accumulate 40 points, which still is not a terrible showing. I mean, North St. Pete finishes with 59, South Sevier finishes with 66, so the girls were in the running for the middle of the pack. Who were some girls that performed well enough to move on?
First of all, we had two high jumpers that have been awesome all season, Whitley Christensen and then Tambry Tuttle. They qualified for state early in the year. And again, they had a good showing at region to move on there. We had Mackenzie Cox, who throws discus. Megan Jensen made it in the javelin. Then Bethany Justice made it in the 300 hurdles. You know, those girls have been working hard all season, and they deserve the recognition to be able to go to the state meet, for sure.
Yeah, no question. And I know that track and field is so different in a sense where we look at team scores, but at the same time, it is definitely an individual sport. You got to rely on some of those individuals to acquire points. And, Coach, if we flip over to the boys' side of the track, to no surprise, Braden Ivey was just fantastic once again.
Oh, yeah, he was, you know, and really ran away with it at region. He got another PR in the 200 at region. He anchored our 4x4 relay, which came in just behind Richfield. And, you know, he had a great day. But I think all the boys, you know, really came together and had, you know, some of their best performances there to bring home the region trophy.
Yeah, when you score 157 points, you have to have a few surprises, especially when you got a team like Grand, who is close behind with 144 points. Coach, where were the surprises at on the boys' side at region?
Oh, you know, I thought coming down to the wire, we knew it was going to be close between us and Grand. And it actually came down to, really, I think some of our distance runners. Going into region, they were ranked kind of the middle of the pack, and they were able to move up into that sixth place, seventh place. You know, we had several move up into getting some of those lower point totals, which we were able to accumulate to put us over the top. So I was really proud of kind of what they did. Everyone else, really, I thought, performed to what they were capable of doing. Grand really kind of hurt themselves in a few races, which then opened the door for us to be able to take home the trophy.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory High School Track and Field Squad. Coach, now we'll shift ahead to state. I know the field of participants dwindles a little bit because you have to qualify to state. So with that being said, what's the week of practice look like so far?
Well, you know, we've got fewer numbers, and but they're all excited to be going to state. They've qualified. This is a huge honor to be able to go up there as region champs. Anytime you win region, you've got a shot at state. You know, you've got the quality there to be able to accumulate some points that way. So they've come in. I mean, you don't want to really work them too hard this week. We want to make sure everybody's healthy, ready to go into the state meet. It's a hard 2 days to go up there and compete. So practice is maybe a little easier. Just, you know, some workouts to keep them in shape, keep their lungs ready, and then work out some of the handoffs and stuff in relays, little kinks there that can help us a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a solid answer as to how you should ever, I guess, approach this week, right? I mean, if you talk to 10 coaches, you may get 10 different answers. And so in Emory's mindset, it's kind of rest a little bit, get the muscles set for this weekend.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a fair assessment.
Coach, well, we'll talk about some of the athletes that qualified in the field events. And, you know, in talking with Coach Jukes over at Carbon, this has been something that has kind of elevated both programs, seeing the point totals come up in the field events. I mean, it seems like track, I mean, that's one thing, but the field events is something that's kind of hampered Carbon in the past. When I look at Emory and I take a look at the way the points have been scored in the field events, this could be the determining factor. And you mentioned that briefly, as you guys have been able to score points in these events. But this could actually be what determines if Emory's a state champion or not on the boys' side.
Yeah, it really could, you know, and the field events are tough. I mean, on the track, you're running down your lane, you kind of do the same thing every time. You know, the field events, you've got three chances. If you're out of bounds or step over the line or different things, you know, it just seems like there's a lot more things that can go wrong that way. But our athletes have been working hard. The boys have two qualified in the javelin and two qualified in the discus, and they should be right in the running, you know, for individual honors at state too. Just like you said, if you can place two athletes in two different field events, that's going to be huge at the state meet.
Yeah, region. I mean, Cale Allred and Keldon Guyman, I believe, finished 1 and 2, if I'm not mistaken, right, Coach? That's 18 points between those two alone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That makes a huge difference.
If we move over to the discus, Coach, it was, I believe, Anthony and Marquise, I believe, were the two that placed, if I'm not mistaken, in the discus, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And so going into it, I mean, how did these scores kind of stack up against the rest of the state, Coach? I know it's so analytical in today's realm. You know, if we talk about discus and we also talk about the javelin, where do these scores rank?
Well, you know, right now in the discus, I think, I was just looking at it, I think Grand might have the best mark going into state. One of their athletes, but every time we've gone head-to-head with him, it seems like Marquise and Anthony, in that head-to-head situation, have been able to come out on top. They were able to do that at region, and I don't know if that's a mental thing going into it or what. So, like you said, it's hard to really analyze these things in the different situations, but Marquise's best throw of 133, that puts him right up in the top five of the state. 3A. If we move over to the javelin, Cale Allred's thrown one over 170 feet. There is another thrower from JUAB that's been in the 170s, but we're the only two going into state that are that high. So those two, I think, are going to be battling it out. Keldon Guyman's right behind him. He finally got one over 160. Anytime you're throwing that far, you've got a chance to win it. Win it all in any given track meet.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, we'll talk about kind of the hoopla and the circus around the state championship meet. How comparable is it to the BYU Invitational? I know that the schools kind of go there to get to know the lay of the land a bit before you go into the season finale, but how comparable is it, considering the Invitational, to the finale itself?
You know, the Invitational, everyone's kind of just thrown in to all the events. I know they do try to break it down 1A to 3A and then 4A through 6A. But it's a lot of schools and a lot of athletes, and, you know, it's kind of tough to run through the events there. At the state meet, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot better and a lot more fun for the athletes, where it's broken down into classification. I mean, at the Invitational, our high jumpers had to go and sit out in the field for hours to be able to jump just a couple of times. At the state meet, they're all going to be able to go out with the 3A jumpers, be able to jump together and then be done. I just think it's going to be a lot more efficient, a lot better for the athletes, and I think we're going to see some good results come out.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate the time once again. It's always a pleasure to get you on to talk a little bit about the track and field team. Best of luck at the state this weekend, and hopefully we can catch up again next week to kind of put the final touches on the season.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks, Jordan.
We'll break once again here on Drive Time Sports. When we return, we'll jump back over to the NBA. The Golden State Warriors in complete control last night over the Portland Trail Blazers. Plus, we'll look ahead to tonight, Game 1, Milwaukee and Toronto. And, of course, we'll talk a little draft lottery. That's coming up here on Drive Time Sports.